welcome to another episode of Kristen's Corner, a podcast with your state senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. Thanks for tuning in to another discussion on state issues impacting you and your family. Over the last several weeks, I've been soliciting feedback and input from our community over a plan unveiled by a commission that Governor Wolf created and tasked with looking at new revenue options for our infrastructure needs. And before we jump into that issue, I will point out that since becoming your state senator in 2019, I have heard the complaints over the state's high gas tax. Pennsylvania has the third highest gas tax in the nation. Pennsylvanians and any motorist fueling up their tank pay 58.7 cents per gallon in gas taxes. At one point, we were the highest. Today, according to the Tax Foundation, we rank third behind California at 66.98 cents per gallon and Illinois at 59.56 cents per gallon. Not really two states that I want to be near or emulate when it comes to tax policy. And as a senator of a district that borders Maryland, our neighbors south of the Mason-Dixon line, they pay 36.10 cents per gallon, which ranks 15th in the nation. And in case you were wondering, Alaska has the lowest gas tax at 14.98 cents per gallon. So the governor, he forms this commission. He called it the Transportation Revenue Options Commission, or TROC, to effectively come up with long-term funding increases for our infrastructure needs. Part of the plan that this commission devised is to phase out the gas tax through a myriad of new fees and tax hikes, including a per mile fee. And knowing how much the people of the 28th senatorial district loathe the gas tax, I thought it would be interesting to get feedback on what our neighbors thought about the governor's commission's ideas to shift from the gas tax to these new fees and hikes, like new fees on Amazon package delivery, new taxes on Uber and Lyft rides, and a tax of 8.1 cents per mile driven. And a lot of local residents shared with me not only that they supported or opposed this commission's plan, but they also provided constructive feedback and shared specific concerns with me. And this is clearly a major concern for many residents. In fact, this was the most popular survey response I've had since coming to the Senate in 2019, far surpassing surveys that I've conducted on school property taxes, recreational marijuana, Sunday hunting, and other major state issues. And I do want to thank our listeners who took the survey. And that brings me to my guest on today's podcast. I am pleased to welcome the Senate Transportation Committee Chairman, Senator Wayne Langerholtz, to the program. So welcome, Senator. And if you could, for our listeners, can you share a little bit about your background, about yourself? And we know you're chair of the Transportation Committee, but could you give your listener, well, give our listeners an idea of who you are and where your Senate district is located?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Thanks for having me on the program. Good to see you again here. And I represent the 35th Senatorial District, which is all of Cambria County, Bedford County, and almost all of Clearfield County, except for Dubois. I was elected first to the Senate in 2016 and then just reelected here in 2020. And prior to being elected in the Senate, I was an assistant district attorney. I was lead prosecutor for our Cambria County Drug Task Force, and I had a private practice, law practice, and also was Richland Township supervisor for about 14 years or so. So had the local flair on that end. So, and then it being named chair of the Transportation Committee here in January, we had all these issues come into our committee.
Well, Senator Langerholtz and our listeners, I want to share some of the feedback that I received on Governor Wolf's TROC report. And to date, this was the most popular survey I've conducted as a state senator. So 6% or 55 individuals support the governor's commission's plan. 84% or 746 individuals oppose the governor's commission's plan, and 10% or 92 individuals are undecided with regard to the governor's commission's plan. This has to be one of the most lopsided survey responses that I have received so far, maybe just behind bridge tolling. Senator Langerholtz, those responses are not even close. You've obviously heard a lot about this issue. Does this mirror the feedback that you've heard in your role as the chair of the Transportation Committee and from your own constituents in the 35th District?
Yes, absolutely. And I think you hit the nail right on the head. And this survey is 100% indicative of where I think the general climate is on this situation. And when this was announced back, whenever it was announced, you know, back in the spring, I believe, that they were going to do a, you know, comprehensive study to eliminate the gas tax, it sounded fantastic. And we're like, this is great. Good. Let's talk about this. But for what came out of this, you know, the way that this was handled, how this came about, and the proposals that they're asking for are, it's worse than what we have now. Our good residents are going to pay more than they do currently. I mean, that eight cent mileage proposal, you'll end up paying more than you're paying in gas tax. So it's kind of, it's disingenuous that they're, you know, hailing this as the be all end all that we're going to eliminate the gas tax. Well, that's great. But what they fail to mention is that they're adding all these other hidden fees or other areas. When this first started to come out and they started to talk about how they're going to do this, I said to some of the, you know, different stakeholders, I said, it sounds to me like they're just taking it from one pocket to the other pocket and not really changing anything. But now with this recommendation, it's even worse than that. It's like they're taking from one pocket of theirs to the other pocket while also reaching into your back pocket and putting it in their pocket. So it's just overall, it's not a really a transparent or a holistic way to take a look at this problem.
I was elected in 2014, took office in 2015. That wonderful budget that took a long time to complete. And I know back then the governor said he wanted to eliminate our property taxes. And I thought, this is fantastic, right? This is an issue that my constituents can really get behind. And the devil is always in the detail, because for every dollar reduction that we would have had in property taxes, it would have caused us to have $1.32 in new taxes on other things. And that's certainly not what the folks I represented wanted to see. But I will say this as well. I've always thought that if you oppose something, what is your alternative? What is your solution? If you can't vote for something, what can you vote for? And I think one of the big reasons that I am really glad to have you on the program is that you have an alternative to the governor's TROC plan. You have the Drive Smart Act. So can you walk the folks that are listening in through your initiative in what it does, and most importantly, what does it mean for motorists and taxpayers in Pennsylvania?
Right. Yeah. And you're exactly right. Whenever I was named the chair of the Transportation Committee back in January, one of the first things that I did was just take a look, you know, a comprehensive look. You know, where is the committee at? Where has it come to? What bills are out there? What direction is it taking? And I wanted to meet with every stakeholder that was willing to meet with me across all levels, you know, across both sides of the aisle, whatever, what have you, because I wanted to hear from them what their issues were and how we needed to tackle this problem. Because as we're talking to PennDOT, it's always, we need more money. We need more money. And, you know, as you know, you're sitting on the Appropriations Committee, you know, it's the same, I'll say the same song and dance every year, but they come before us and they're never asking for a decrease in money. I mean, that's for sure, right? So they're always asking for more money and they say, why? Well, because last year it was this. Well, I need a better answer than that. I don't just need that we need a 3% increase because it was this last year. I need first, if you're serious about this, I want a holistic approach to look within your spending, because that's really, you know, I have no problem with the need for transportation spending and critical infrastructure spending. I say all the time, people pay their taxes because they want a good road to drive on, good schools to send their kids to, police and fire protection. I mean, those are core services that, you know, taxpayers expect from when they send their tax bill, you know, to the state or to the nation for that matter. So take a look holistically. So as we're meeting with these different stakeholders to try and see what, where the issues are, how we can improve, how we can come up with a plan, we continue to work over several months. And I credit my executive director for the Transportation Committee, Nolan Ritchie, with really assisting and being available and really helping, you know, go through all these ideas. And then at the outset was this bridge tolling plan. And I know you may not have a bridge specifically in your district that they're proposing to toll, but you would be directly impacted. And I'm sure many of your constituents were. Likewise, in the 35th district, there are not any bridges that they're proposing to toll, but still it's the impact on the residents. So that was the first thing that we kind of saw, that PennDOT was moving to toll these bridges, and that nine of them. And the way they were doing it was using this P3 board, private public partnerships, to enact these tolls. And that really didn't have a lot of support. I kind of recognized that at the beginning. I said, this is going to be an issue here. This is not just the answer. We can't just expect, you know, when things get tight or what have you, that the answer is to put that on the back of the hardworking men and women of Pennsylvania and just buy another tax or a fee or a toll. Let's take a look at the whole, you know, the whole big picture here. And that's what we've come up with. The Drive Smart Act is to take a look at all of these different areas, because I'm cognizant that we're not going to find just one area that's going to address all this and have all the revenue that we need within the state. But if we take a look at a piece here, a piece there, that those dollars add up. And it starts first with PennDOT taking a look within themselves, I mean, within their spending, and, you know, justifying, you know, where they spend their dollars. I understand that there is a need for roads and for bridges, but I also am aware that, you know, you can't allow your administrative fees to get too far, you know, out of line. I mean, here's a perfect example. So that TROC that was created by the governor, which was chaired by the Secretary of Transportation, those meetings, I mean, you would think there are enough, you know, staff, different types of individuals within PennDOT that could run that meeting, right? No, they paid a consultant to run the TROC meetings. Now, how is that sending a good message or a goodwill gesture from PennDOT as far as where this spending is going? If you're paying a consultant to run a meeting that could be done by, even the Secretary of Transportation could do that. I mean, that's not that difficult to run a meeting. Why are we paying it? And granted, that's not a, you know, I don't know, I'm still trying to get those numbers of what they paid, you know, ironically, but I'm sure, you know, it's not a huge number, but still, that's, it's the point, things like that. And one of the components from the Drive Smart Act was a bill that we've kind of passed in piecemeal out of the committee, was Lisa Baker's, our colleague, Senator Lisa Baker's bill, to take a look at the maintenance funding formula within PennDOT, take a look at where they're spending that money, make sure that it's being done efficiently, because, you know, you as well as I, and I've had the privilege of working with you on many different pieces of legislation across the board, and I know your commitment to your constituents and that you are a steward of their taxpayer dollars, and same boat that I'm in. That's why they sent us to Harrisburg, right? To make sure that they're being spent effectively and efficiently. So that's one component, is to take a look at that, see where we can make changes and save money. Another component is to take a look at other pilot programs. There is a pilot program potentially on electric vehicles, and also to take a look at spending with respect to what's called Garvey bonds. Now, the P3, and this builds into this P3 bridge tolling initiative, is they want to request proposals for a private company to come in and run these tolls. Now, the way that this has been done to date, so we're now, they made this announcement in November of last year for the bridge tolling. To date, so we're, what, August now, about, what, 9 months later from that announcement. And all that we know are that there are 9 bridges to toll. That's it. 9 bridges. We don't know the toll structure. We don't know how much these tolls would be. We don't know what companies are going to be involved. And what we're finding as I talk to stakeholders is for this type of a large scale project of a private company, you're going to have companies that might not even be United States companies, but might be companies from overseas that are coming in that we're going to then be beholden to on this tax rate. And if we don't know what the fees are, what the structure is, then we're on the hook because we're still going to own those bridges at the end of the day. So my plan would call for an investment of Garvey bonds. So we get about $2 billion every year from the federal government in fixed, transportation related funding. So my plan would be to take a small portion of that dedicated federal funding and allow that to be bonded out at the tune of about $2 billion to have then a capital infusement to help that. And that would do a couple things. Number one, this day and age with interest rates being where they're at, it would be much more beneficial. Number two, it would ensure that we're in control of that and we're not beholden to any outside interests. And also number three, to allow Pennsylvania companies, Pennsylvania workers to benefit from that capital infusion. So that's a big component of the Drive Smart Act is to allow that. Now the plan in the Drive Smart Act does permit the Girard Point Bridge to be tolled. And that is the longest bridge in the state on I-95. And that, we allowed that, or we acquiesced on that because the individuals that represent those areas said that they wanted to toll their constituents. So have at it. I mean, they want to toll their constituents. They're on the hook. That's great. We'll let you have, what you want if you want to toll. So those are some of the components. And then just to kind of take a look at holistically across different areas to be able to ensure that revenue is appropriately spent. And I got a little bit long-winded there, but it's what they say whenever you give the microphone to a politician and a lawyer, you never know what's going to happen.
Right? How about it? I've been guilty of that myself. But there's just an awful lot to unpack there. And we can go back to the bridge tolling idea. I know that some of the folks listening in may remember that I did a survey on the governor's sudden idea to toll various bridges across the state, 9 bridges. And it really was sudden. I sit on the Appropriations Committee, and I can tell you we had just gone through all of our hearings. Secretary of Transportation appeared before us, and they had not uttered a peep about this. And I'm told by Chairman Brown and other folks that this wasn't even a conversation that was had with governor leadership. This really came about very, very suddenly. Now, as you noted, none of those bridges are in the 28th senatorial district, but the South Bridge on Interstate 83 would impact constituents who travel to and from Harrisburg and the East Shore for work. And, I live down in York Township, when I drive to Harrisburg for session, that's usually the way that I go. When I did that survey, 93% of the survey respondents opposed tolling bridges across the state. So, Senator Langerholtz, you have been a leader in opposing this initiative by the governor. And I think you, like me, are trying to rectify the mistakes of the past and help constituents and taxpayers today and tomorrow into the future. Act 89 of 2013 gave us the gas tax hike, which you and I were not members of the General Assembly at the time. Then we have Act 88 of 2012, which gave us the public-private partnership or the P3 board concept in law to assist with infrastructure projects. Now the P3 board is working to toll these bridges, and there's really no oversight from the General Assembly. So you wrote Senate Bill 382 to address this. Can you talk to folks who are listening in about what that bill will do?
Yes. So to and give you kind of a little bit of a background on where, how we got to this point. So back in, you know, as you referenced Act 88 of 2012, giving the public-private partnership, or the P3, that's what they're claiming they have the authority to use to enact these tolls. So within that, it's a very, you know, vaguely ambiguous written, you know, section of legislation, but it does give authority. But I propose that what they're using it for, they're going a little bit too far. And then on top of that, you know, so back in November of 2020 is when they had a P3 board meeting to authorize this bridge tolling plan. So they did that by resolution. And in the resolution, it simply says we enact, and it's maybe two paragraphs, we enact our authority to toll candidate bridges pursuant to P3 initiative. And then ironically, you know, they say that they didn't advertise this anywhere. They didn't advertise resolution. They didn't put in the Pennsylvania Bulletin. We had to request a copy of that from PennDOT. So as the sitting chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, I had to request a copy of this resolution to get. So, I mean, that they're trying to claim there's this transparency here. There's not. And then in addition to that, they claim that, well, we had all these public hearings on this before we did it. They didn't. They had a public hearing. I'll concede that. But it wasn't specifically to this issue. Similar to what you said, you know, there was just basically on funding issues. That's how they termed it. It wasn't on we're going to toll these specific bridges. So they do that in November and claim the authority. And there is some things built into this that there can be, you know, maybe objection by the General Assembly, but there was never the scope of what they were going to do because it was so broad and so vague that they wanted to do. And that coupled with, we had this coming in, it was November 19th, if I remember correctly. At that time, as you know, half of our members are not seated because of the recent election. So there's an issue as to whether or not, you know, there's the full Senate is in complement there. So that's another issue. So that's what 382, I propose to rein this in. I'm not saying to eliminate this P3, but let's do it with transparency. Let's, you know, if you're going to go through this P3 board and you're going to have this plan, then lay out the plan. I want it specifically delineated what this is so that everybody knows. I want there to be advertising requirements in the Pennsylvania Bulletin to stakeholders and newspapers of general circulation, because that isn't in there. And I want a specific fixed time for the General Assembly to be able to weigh in on that, which this wasn't really covered in the legislation. So those are just simple fixes to bring that in line, to make it more transparent so that we know, so that there's not any issues. And it should make sense. You know, if we're going to get this, you know, we're the ones that should be, you know, making these votes and allowing this, not giving this unfettered authority to PennDOT, because, you know, as I even made that argument, that this is so broad that technically you could toll every bridge in the state under this. And they could. I mean, that's how broad it is. So that doesn't make sense. And they said, well, you just gotta trust us. It's gonna be nine. I mean, I don't trust that at all. And that compounded with the fact that, you know, during one of the appropriations hearings that we had, that I was able to get them to admit under oath that they expended monies in furtherance of this P3 objective even before the resolution passed. And at the time of that appropriations hearing, we were already on the hook for, I can't remember, I think it was like $14 million. We were already on the hook just in what still? In preliminary designs and preliminary studies and consultants and engineers. And some of that money was expended even before it passed the P3 board. So that is, in my mind, a major issue and a major lack of transparency that needs corrected. So that's what 382 would do, would rein that in and make it more transparent, make sure that we know what exactly is happening within that. And we passed that out of my committee and then the full Senate. And it is now in the House Transportation Committee. And we're trying to get the chairman there to run that bill. And he has not to this date. For what reason, I'm not quite sure.
So for everybody who's listening, let your state representative know, please get that bill over the finish line. If you don't like what has been transpiring with regard to P3s and bridge tolling projects, please let the folks over on the other side know that that would be a good thing to have land on the governor's desk. One of the best parts of this survey is that constituents really talked to me. It wasn't just answer the questions that we had out there, but some people and a lot of respondents really fleshed out some good ideas and some suggestions. And one of the issues that was a constant theme in the survey and generated a lot of written comments were electric vehicles or EVs and how they are taxed in Pennsylvania compared to gas-powered vehicles. Specifically, who is paying more into the state's motor license fund, which raises money to maintain and fix our roads and bridges? So that gas tax money goes into the motor license fund, and the motor license fund is used then to repair the roads and bridges. So I ran the numbers to see what the disparity is. And I will give you a full disclaimer. This gets really wonky, but the Pennsylvania gas tax rate is 58.7 cents per mile. The average vehicle gets 24 miles per gallon. The average driver drives 12,000 miles per year. So this comes out to about $380 a year in federal and state gas taxes, $276 for state and $92 for federal. Full disclosure, I had a lot of help with my math, thanks to the exceptional staff that you have and I have. You're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And we're fortunate to have really intelligent staff helping us. But if you drive an EV, you're going to pay much less. So the average EV uses approximately 30 kilowatts to drive 100 miles. In Pennsylvania, EV owners are supposed to remit 1.72 cents per kilowatt hour. A kilowatt hour is the current gas tax equivalent. You're supposed to send that to the Department of Revenue to go into the same pot of money, the motor license fund, gas tax that's used to improve our roads and bridges. And that comes out to approximately $62 a year. So a gas vehicle owner pays $380 in taxes per year, while the electric vehicle owner pays only $62 a year. And that's a really wide margin. So you had a bill last year that didn't quite make it onto the governor's desk, Senate Bill 845, that would have raised the fees substantially in an effort to bring parity. So how do you address the question? Gas-powered car and electric vehicle, they both put the same wear and tear on our roads. Yet, the owner of that gas car pays $300 more in taxes each year to help maintain our bridges and our roads. So walk us through that.
Yes. So and we were close there last term with Senate Bill 845, and then kind of took a look back. And then this is one of the components of the Drive Smart Act, is to make sure that is kind of on equal footing. And that's what we were able to come up with through just kind of running different numbers. But the plan would be for a pilot program for a mileage-based user fee just for electric vehicles at 3 cents per mile. And the way that we calculated that out is it calculated out to the equivalent of the gas tax equivalent. So that would put them on the same footing as to, what the gas tax, where that is going into the motor license fund. Now, conversely, that TROC proposal was for all vehicles to pay 8 cents a mile, which would be 40% higher than what we're paying now. So that just was crazy. So that's the pilot program to see where that's at, to capture some of those dollars.
It's great. Well, I'm not a member of the Senate Transportation Committee, but do you have any hints that you can offer our listeners about what is next for the future of tolls, fees, taxes on Pennsylvania motorists?
Well, I'm going to continue to oppose any kinds of fees, taxes, tolls like that, and try to take a broad look overall. I mean, one of the things that we did, and you're aware of this, in this last budget cycle, we were able to allocate $279 million to PennDOT in federal, you know, Rescue Plan Act funding, additional dollars to PennDOT for some of these infrastructure needs. And their answer to that was, I think it was, that was allocated on a Thursday or a Friday with the budget. And their answer to that was the following Monday to announce that we're going forward with these tolls and the bridges. So when this, you know, going back to when this TROC proposal came out, you know, a lot of people immediately said it's dead in the water. It's never going anywhere. I mean, I'm a pretty optimistic person. I think I'm a pretty easy person to get along with. I think that, you know, I'm willing to work with, you know, members to what's for what's good, the good of Pennsylvania. So I'm not, you know, just going to automatically dismiss and say that it's not, but I need something. I need something from PennDOT. I mean, I've put it out there to try to offer these proposals only to be rebuffed. You know, this money, this $279 million, where's that going to go? I want to make sure that that's being spent appropriately and not just, you know, taken and we're going to go forward. We're taking your money. We're going to keep taxing you and raising fees and things of that nature. So we're going to continue to, you know, push back on that, on those types of things, because we need accountability. I mean, we really need something from PennDOT to say, hey, let's, you know, take a look at this and let's really holistically, again, I keep going back to that, but let's really take a look holistically where we're at, because we're at a point now with some of these other rescue plan dollars to really put our state in a good position for years to come. And then, you know, when PennDOT comes out and says, oh, we have a need, we're woefully underfunded. Okay. We need $8 billion. Everyone accepts that number just as, oh, that's the be all end all because PennDOT said it. I don't accept that. And I've talked to, you know, multiple stakeholders that said, even if we allocated $8 billion to PennDOT, they could not possibly complete or do all the work for that. So for that number just to be kind of, you know, striving towards those dollars makes no sense. We need to become more efficient. We need to spend our money as, you know, when we do a budget, we need to spend our money appropriately. So that's what we'll continue to do. And I know that I have your, you know, backing and your support, because I think we share the same ideals, you know, in the caucus and with the legislation that we've, you know, put forth. So that's what we'll continue to do. And that's why they sent us to Harrisburg, and know that we're, you know, standing up for their tax dollars and for their interest. And if they have anything they want to be involved, you know, contact your legislators, contact the governor's office, and just kind of be vocal out there and say that, you know, we're not just going to accept a tacit tax approval or fee or a toll. We want more than that. I think we can do better than that, but we just need to get them all to the table to try to work it out and come up with a compromise.
Well, I have to tell you, I think my constituents would agree. I think it's probably why you and I work so well together in the General Assembly. They really appreciate that. They work so hard to earn the money that they pay to their government in taxes. And yes, transportation infrastructure is a core function of government. But if we don't shepherd those resources efficiently and effectively, then they are not getting what they paid for. And it's just not right. And I think our conversation today really echoes a lot. Well, the majority of the comments that I've heard in my latest survey from folks here. And there was a gentleman, his Doug, he lives over in Dallas Town, but I think he really put it best when he said, what we need is people to budget and spend effectively and be fair and reasonable when it comes to taxation. And I know that's really what you are endeavoring to do. I think as elected officials, we should all strive for that goal, and just really appreciate the work that you are doing. So Senator Langerholtz, where can folks who are listening in go to find out more about you and about the Drive Smart Act?
They can go to my website, which is www.senatorlangerholtz.com. And there's a tab on there, the Drive Smart Act, and they can learn, you know, what a plan we have that, how it's proposed and how we're moving along.
Well, I have to thank you again for being our guest today, Senator Wayne Langerholtz, who serves as the chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. This is Senator Kristen Phillips Hill. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will talk to you again soon.